Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I've got a brand new camera today, a camera that's bringing me to you much clearer than it ever has before. Yes, it's an advance in technology for the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm here to tell you that I'm really, really happy that I have a brand new camera because I plan to be doing the entire show speaking to you, the viewing audience, from this point forward. Ooh. That's right. I could avert my eyes down and look at the boys on the monitor, but
no,
I'd rather talk to you, the audience, because that's what matters. No, it doesn't.
You, the people.
Anyway, Mike, we have never gotten so close to capturing your crystal blue eyes as we have this very much.
Do you see the age spots on my forehead?
Like, I'm drawn to the eyes, man. All I see is eyes.
They look like a tan.
Thanks so much. Well, I am tanned. I do have big
sun
color.
Yes.
We have big sun down. Well, we're not going to have big sun. By the way,
big winds coming.
To get that out of the way, really. No joke, we're starting to freak out down here.
I bet.
And I'm all the way on the other side of the state, but it's still a monster. And
it's a thin state, Mike.
If you are a praying person, if you are somebody that does that, I don't care if you meditate, I don't care if you think, I don't care how you do that, I would appreciate everybody in TMOS land putting their thoughts on the people of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. This is the way they're setting this thing up is... hugging the coastline as a cat four. If that is the case, that's going to cause devastation for a good portion of Florida. And I don't wish that on those wonderful people over there. It's right now, even being all the way on the other side, it's a scary proposition because you're seeing the gas lines down here. You're seeing the people. The stores are empty all the way on the East Coast. They've cleared them out. And then you go to I make the mistake of going to the hurricane scale, the 1 through 5 hurricane scale. And when you read number four is catastrophic damage.
Yes.
And so
wow.
I'm very
Katrina,
worried
cat
for the
four.
People. Yeah. That Katrina was a cat four. This is supposedly going to be a cat four. So please think of the folks down in Florida. I will tell you the only thing that we are worried about over here is the fact that this lovely little spaghetti graph is showing this little sucker going out and doing a loop-de-loo and coming back and visiting Fort Myers. Pretty amazing to look at that, but we're not going to think about that right now. We'll think about that later in the week.
Yeah,
well,
definitely
later in the weekend and see what
I talked
happens,
to my sister who's in Orlando, and she
is... They're in a much more difficult situation than we are.
Roughly 60 miles in from the coast.
Okay.
And you're looking at a 100-mile radius from the coast for damage.
Wow.
And it really is. It's what you said, Mike. It's what people are watching on TV. You're bracing for the worst.
It sucks. It really sucks. So think about that. With that said, Rob Spiewak, it's time to open up the
well, it's not about us.
Mailbag. It's not about us at all. Not about us at all. It really is ultimately about you. And if you don't mind, I'd like to do the singing.
Okay.
You. Damage. It's all about you. Damage. All the time. All these things that I do. Damage. It's all about you. Wind it's damage. All about you. Blood damage. All the time. Screw you, Matthew. Anyway.
Yeah, Bloom.
You've said that before, just never about a hurricane.
Let's open up the mailbag for Thursday. Arr, ahoy, Captain Rob. Do we have any presents in the swag bag today?
Swag.
The swag bag. That sounds super DJ. Swag bag.
I meant it to sound like pirates because it was stolen without a gun.
The bounty.
The first thing that arrived was an anonymous donation, but I have to assume it's for me because it's funny in a certain way. You'll see. Look at this.
Two t-shirts.
When you
One
talk
says,
on mic, yes. Thank you.
Says, straight out of Cary.
Oh, nice.
For Cary, North Carolina. But I think this would be great for Robert to
yes.
wear.
Yes.
Straight out of Cary.
Yeah. He did come straight out of Cary.
Her womb.
That's funny. I like that.
And then for Cary herself, this one reads.
Oh, nice.
The North Carolina Drinking Club Cary chapter. Because as
Yay,
we know, when Cary drinks,
sweet.
She means it. She means it.
That's sweet.
Next gift for you, Mike, from Ethan Ritz. You're going to like this.
You're going to like this, Mike.
He did some work at the U.S. Open this year, he got you a U.S. Open engraved bag tag that says Michael O'Mara on it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
I love that. I will put that on my golf bag. Look at that. Let me see a better bag. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
It could
also
be
a
Christmas ornament.
Thank you very, very much. That is.
If Mike chooses to celebrate this year.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, yes, if I don't just keep it Hanukkah as I do every year.
Sometimes you got to go H.
All the holidays. And
absolutely.
Last week, Ben McDaniel, he was very kind.
How are you, by the way? How are you feeling?
Feeling better.
The lung.
Feeling
How
better.
Are the lungs today?
You sound horrible.
Has there been one day where he's actually said he felt like crap?
No.
I haven't ever felt like crap.
Why do you do that? Why did you just come in one day and say, I feel like
crap? Guys, I'm not in good shape.
You know why? Because
what a trooper he is, though. I mean, this is
that
a compliment.
Wouldn't benefit anybody.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I mean, you're a trooper.
No,
you're
he's an being incredible.
Stop. Now, why do you say that?
You don't have to sit in this petri dish. Every day I wake up, I'm like,
that's learned behavior.
Spiewak. Spiewak.
Because we all know how contagious bronchitis is.
Well, you are not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I will say if someone coughs in within 5 feet of you for 2 hours for 5 days times three, that's a problem.
All right. Sorry, I'm helping out the show.
He's a trooper.
Ben McDaniel.
You wouldn't be saying that if you were sitting in this room.
Yeah, come in every day, Rob. There you go.
Maybe I'll just sit over there today. Oscar, just sit in your lap. Be nice.
All these germs.
When I was complaining that it's hard for me to find a hat, Ben McDaniel actually sent me from a website called Big Head Caps, a classic 1930s newsboy hat.
Oh, you have to wear it. I think he looks good with it.
Yeah, you look great. You look great.
I think he looks good with it. I think he should wear it on stage.
Dom DeLuise. Now who's an asshole?
That is, I think you look, how does it feel?
It feels fantastic, and I'll tell you why. When you go a lifetime without having a hat that fits
right?
And then you put on a hat that fits right, it feels great.
Oh, for your giant melon, your size 8 3/4 melon.
And the thing
amazing
is,
amazing melon you
have. Wonderful sunscreen.
Doesn't it look like he belongs on Pawn Stars?
I think, do you not like this look for him? This is so much better than the bow tie.
That's a bow tie look.
I hated the bow tie look.
Why do you hate the bow tie?
Because you're too big for the bow tie.
Say the word fat if you mean fat.
No, I'm fat. You're fat. But yeah, okay, you're too fat for the bow tie look.
Do you think it's because the bow tie? Do you think the bow tie is too small? What if it was a bigger bow tie?
No. If it was a giant bow tie, see you a giant oversized clown bow tie.
No, not big like a CBS Sunday Morning. See you on the radio.
No, I think this is kind of, this toughens him up a little bit. Looks like a New York City cab driver.
He does.
Okay, and the final.
Not at all.
The final present. This is great. This guy said he wrote in large type because he wasn't sure if I got my Warby Parkers yet. This is from Kim Don. His main message is Pony quit.
Kim Dong-un.
It says, Pony quit smoking. But he sent me some black licorice, and he sent something for you, Mike, that's unbelievable. He sent for you, for your home studio, a Zoom H2 recorder.
Oh, wow.
He said he purchased it because he was going to try podcasting, and then he said, I can't really podcast very well. So he sent us this digital recorder. You're going to have a digital recorder for your studio. So our hero of the week is Kim Don.
Kim Don.
I've got literally everything at my fingertips down here, and I've got a recorder up in Maine. I have I have this wonderful Shure mini microphone that goes into my phone
that I actually
have used to record down here, and now I have a new camera. I'm just feeling so technically supported. This is delightful. Thank you. He also sent a
cookbook for Carla that has, he says, the most amazing English muffins ever made.
Really?
So you've got a wonderful care package coming your way.
Oh, this is great. Well, I didn't even think it was going to be about me. I thought it was going to be about all of you.
And also, Kim Don says that his daughter is getting married in October, and all the candles, party favors, vases, everything bought through our Amazon portal.
Thank you, Kim Don.
Thank you, Kim Don.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to name him Listener of the Month, Kim Don.
Yeah.
That is what a great mailbag so far. I love all the swag. All right. That's great. Let's open up the real thing. It's birthday time. Andy Venn. From Reno, Nevada, turns 45 this week. He recognizes Mike's mastery at all things mimicry, but still gets a chuckle from Pony Boy's Larry King, as do I. That's why I laugh when I read it. Please insert a coin into the Pony Boy vintage Winston-themed slot machine, and let's see if we can get a little Larry King. Let's roll it right here. All right. Here we go. Marlboro.
Hey.
There we go. Got a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, now from the Mutual Broadcasting System, here's Larry King.
What's his name again?
The guy's name is...
Andy Venn.
Yeah.
Andy Venn in Reno, Nevada. Happy birthday, and if you stop by the bad place, say hi to the Duker for me.
Great material.
That's fun.
Tom Porter turns 58 this weekend. Happy birthday, Tom Porter.
Tom Porter.
Very good. Hello, men. Next letter. October 4th was my stepson Hunter's shekels, pronounced like the currency shekel. It was his fifth birthday. Hunter Shekel turning five. Hi, Hunter Shekel. Hunter Shekel is a great kid. Hunter Shekel. Hunter Shekel is a great kid. Hunter Shekel, because he's five. That's why I do this. Thank you very much. Anyway, he's into all things Star Wars. Now I'm not sure Mike has ever really done a Star Wars voice. Yes, I have.
Of course.
But he would really love to hear a birthday greeting on the radio. Thank you so much. Sean Fahey of Salisbury, Maryland. So for Hunter Shekel, let's bring in Yoda, shall we?
Please.
Let's bring in Yoda right now, okay?
Oh, Hunter Shekel, 5 years. A good boy is he. Ooh, Hunter Shekel. May the force be with you.
There you go. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, well, I've waited a couple of weeks and have come to the realization that my sea wife and my a-hole kids have not written Rob to wish me a happy 48th birthday. It was September 16th, by the way. And celebrate my fast approach to the too much in debt to retire 50s. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to my world. Maybe the mayor for life could say happy birthday and give tips on how to live it up and get off scot-free. Your favorite Navy captain, Chris Yankee. You must play for the Yankees.
Do we spin for this one?
Yeah, we have to spin for this one. All right. Let's see. Mayor for life. Mayor for life. Mayor for life. Oh, another mayor. That's exciting.
Hi, y'all doing? So, Mayor for Life, Mayor Barry. I'm dead, but I still come by to see Rob and Oscar, and Pony Boy, and Mac, little old Mac intern, all sorts of orange shirts, sweatshirts, and all that. I just want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to...
How you feeling?
And I'm dead, so not as good as I should be, to be honest with you. But I love the Navy. In the Navy, we can sail the seven seas in the Navy. Captain Chris Yankee, I hope in Ventura County, California. I've been out to California. I used to go out there when we get big snowstorms in D.C. I'd take a trip out with
Didn't you wear the big foam rubber hat? Yeah.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Yeah, we're going to Super Bowl. Go Skins. Kirk Cousins, great, great QB. So thanks a lot. Thank you, Captain Yankee. Captain Yankee. Captain Yankee.
Captain Yankee. Mike.
Sounds like it could be a Civil War cartoon.
Doodle Dandy.
Yeah.
It's Captain Yankee. Gentlemen, I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate the show. Without going into too much detail, my wife has been in the ICU in Baltimore for the last 2 weeks. She will get well. She should be at 100% in 6 to 9 months. Well, God bless you. It's a tough thing to deal with. I download your show in the morning before I go to see her and listen to it on the long road to the hospital and on the way back. It's the perfect length to last both travel segments. Well, God bless you for listening. Your show makes me smile, and even Oscar makes me laugh occasionally.
Occasionally. Oh,
thanks, man.
It's a welcome mental vacation from the daily grind. It keeps my spirits up, and for that, gentlemen, I thank you. Please keep up the funny. It's important in more ways than you know. Once again, gentlemen, thank you for all you do. What a wonderful, wonderful letter that is. Christian Johnson, our best to your wife for a speedy recovery. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Today I observed my 46th birthday. I've been a fan for 17 years and have been listening to the podcast religiously since 2011. My wife of 17 years filed for divorce in December of last year. This is a bit of a downer mailbag today.
Freedom, man. Freedom.
This will be the first birthday I've celebrated without my three boys. Oh, aww, man.
I think you're going to like the turn this letter takes up. Ages
12, 9, and 3. Now, this is him writing this. I'm just reading what...
That's right.
My whore of a wife hated your show. So I would love for Barney Fife and the Gingerbread Man to wish me a very happy birthday and then tell my ex where the F to go and how to get there. No, we don't do that.
Oh, I think the Gingy wants to do it.
I know he does, it's really
important. Barn would love to ask the question.
Love you guys. Thank you for the laughs, and thank you for helping me get through one of the saddest years of my life, Eric May. You know, we're just going to bring them in, Barney Fife and the Gingerbread Man. And this is for Eric May. Any messages for Eric May?
I want to tell you something. You're a good-looking... How you doing, Mike?
How's it going? Eric's having a tough year.
Well, you know, the thing is about it, they come and they go, and there's ups and downs, and I brought a little baked friend with me.
Oh, really? Well, what's his name?
Gingerbread Man.
Hi, guys!
Oh, hi, Gingerbread Man. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I just left the Muffin Man's house, and I found out that there's a certain someone that finally got that 17-year itch scratched.
Hey, you know what, Ginger? It turns out that Eric May got divorced last December.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing, because now he can start swinging for that new trim.
Where do you suppose would be a great place for his ex-wife to go?
She can go to Backpage.com, because all she is a whore.
Boo!
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Get the hell out of the studio, both of you disgusting people. There they go. You know what? You made Eric feel better. I guarantee you that. Hi, fellas. I'm a listener from way back in the WJFK days, and I wanted to say that it's been quite some time since I've heard your voices. I am not sure what spurred me to search the net for Mike the other day, but I am beyond glad that I did. The greatest challenge we face on the Mike O'Mara Show is to be reunited with old listeners of the program when we are syndicated across the fruited plain, and I'm glad when we find a new one. Please, you might just assume that you're enjoying it and everybody else is. No, we always want to get new listeners.
Spread the word.
We want to grow the show, so please pass the word. Even though we've been on all these years, I didn't realize the impact your show had on me from all the years of intense listening. You are all great together. The podcast is enlightening, refreshing, way too short, and leaves me wanting more. I have subscribed to everything you have and will listen on with great anticipation for whatever comes each day. Thank you all again for the past, present, and future of your show. Sincerely, Chris Jacobs, longtime listener from Wichita, Kansas. Chris, that is a great, great letters today. Hi, Mike. My friend John Bloom, pronounced like Phony Boy Bloom, is getting married this weekend to Mandy, his beautiful fiance.
Nice.
John and I are both longtime fans of TMOS. I would love it if the gang could give John some advice before he takes the plunge. Your sage words would make his wedding day truly special. Thank you all for many laughs over the years. Respectfully, Mark Alderman. Shall we give him Mark some marital advice? Who wants to go for Rob? You want to start?
It's John that we're giving the advice to.
John,
on your wedding day.
John Bloom is getting married. Mark Alderman sent in the letter. I apologize.
John, on your wedding day, relish every moment because it's the last day you're ever going to matter.
There you go.
Painful. Yeah.
Very true.
John,
you don't have a lot of street cred with this particular subject.
Let's go into finances, Mike. I got street cred there. Why don't you work on separate bank accounts? Because you never know when you're going to need that rainy day fund.
All right. That's very good. Now it's me.
Okay.
And I think perhaps I know more about the institution of marriage than anybody on this show. Some might say because of my track record, maybe I really don't know about the institution of marriage, but... Let me tell you something, John Bloom. I've been at the rodeo 3 times. I'm on my 3rd, and there will not be a 4th, and I'll tell you why. It's because I would rather die than be without my good lady. That's the way I look at it. And that's not
she
just
she feels the same way.
Thank you very much.
No, that's what she predicted.
She'd rather have me die. Yes. The fact is that Carla is the last stop on the little train of love that I've ridden throughout my life.
Is that what you call it?
I don't know what I call it. But anyway, I see that your friend Mark Alderman sent in this this little note. You're not going to need an alderman, but you are going to need a good attorney.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Always good to have legal documents. And, of course, my philosophy that I live by each and every day, no matter what circumstances I am in, and that is DGH. Don't get happy. You're going to walk down the aisle. You're going to have a big reception. You're probably going to rehearse one of those little dances that the kids do at these weddings now.
Like the electric slide.
Oh, so much fun. You're going to have a happy day, but there are going to be moments when that happiness will fade, and that's why I say don't get too happy.
Yes. Get her a gym membership.
That's a good idea.
Very exciting.
Make her use it.
You both can go together.
You can
and
drive
keep
her
in
there.
Touch. Yes. And by the way, last piece of advice, keep in contact with your friend Mark Alderman, because he's a good guy, and he might be the only one that looks out for you someday. That's the way I look at it.
You know what? They may end up together.
Who knows? Gentlemen, greetings. I am writing this letter with a full heart and lots of gratitude for my favorite podcast. I just got home from the very first event at Sacramento's new downtown arena, a Paul McCartney concert.
Oh.
I had not planned on attending, but after hearing Rob talk about his experience with Julia, I decided to take my dad. And boy, am I glad I did. For over 3 hours, Sir Paul was absolutely incredible. Rob is like turgid with this letter. Right?
Oh, great yeah. letter. Letter of the week.
Finally somebody.
Because Rob likes to root for people that have already succeeded. He honestly exceeded my every expectation and made the night worth every penny. I remember rolling my eyes when Rob talked about getting emotional during the concert he attended. Well, fast forward a couple of months and my dad and I were both choked up hearing our favorite songs being played by a legend. This was one of those nights that I know I will remember forever. Aww. Thanks, Rob and the gang. I honestly wouldn't have gone to the concert if I hadn't heard Rob talking about his experience. Here's an addendum. I know this letter was very kind to Rob and mentioned Paul McCartney, so if this was read on the air, I know that Mike is now irritated by the Rob McCartney love, so I will close by saying, F*** you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the best 6 hours. Of podcasting
someone that gets
each
it.
Week.
He yeah. so gets it.
Exactly what I was going to say. James Hammer. That's a daily listener right there, all the way.
Hammer.
Here's an editor's note, ladies and gentlemen. The following letter has the most exclamation points in mailbag history.
I did not edit wow. this. I did not edit this, and I hope you read it in the spirit in which it was written.
Rob would, you know, since exclamation points usually would involve saying something louder or yelling, would yelling behoove this letter a little bit?
Not so much yelling as I just think enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Well, let's... good afternoon. Here's the letter. I would like to wish my wife a wonderful birthday. Nicole will be 40-something this Sunday. She deserves so much more this weekend. However, she is going with me on a road trip so I can run a half marathon. Since she is still sexy and keeps it tight, I will do my best nice. To make her feel special. I have told her all about your show and love to share so many stories. We will be listening to your show as we drive. I hope you guys can help me out and wish Nicole a special birthday. Love you, Nicole. Thanks, your coach, Jeff Norris. Thanks, coach.
You know what's great? Every sentence except for good afternoon ended in an exclamation point.
That's how I write mine.
That's the way Jeff writes.
Well, I wanted to get it through. Next letter. Guys, I bought the boy who lost his name for someone in my family as soon as I heard Mike describe it. Please don't mention my name because my entire family listens to the show. It will be a kick-ass Christmas present for my nephew. It will. It's such a great idea for a gift. You guys should mention that in addition to being able to choose from high-quality softback or hardback versions. That's true. Didn't mention that in the commercial. The person ordering can also customize the dedication printed in the front of the book. I did that as well.
Cool.
I love it when a listener does a better ad than I do, ladies and gentlemen. They can also preview the entire book before completing their order. I love this sponsor. Yay, and yes, I use TMOS to get 10% off. Love, Anonymous.
Good
and it is a wonderful gift. Next time, remind me when we speak about the book. I will bring it in during the commercial.
We shall remind you.
Hello, gentlemen. I have been listening daily for over 10 years and have had the pleasure of seeing you at both of your Reno shows. You boys are like dear old friends, but I am really enjoying the new female perspective on the show. You see, I am turning 43 this week, so I'm hoping to get some womanly advice from Jennifer on how to live fabulously well into my 40s. Thank you for making me laugh every single day. Allie from Reno, pronounced Allie. Well, let's spin the wheel and see if Jennifer's okay. available, I
suppose.
I hope
she's here.
Let's
yeah.
see what happens. All right. Apron, apron, apron.
Hey, that's
nice.
Sweet. Hi, guys. How
Hi,
are
baby.
You?
Jennifer.
Oh, thanks for having me in. I really appreciate it.
Is this the first time you've ever gotten a letter on the show?
I love the letters. I really love that. Hey, can I have a theme song?
Yeah,
I just... think Rob Spiewak Batman, do you think I could get a theme song? Could I, huh? Could I, huh? Come on.
Actually, I've got a song for you playing right now. It's the beautiful Stella by Starlight. I think it
Is
captures your
theme?
Beauty. Yes.
Jennifer with my ruby red lipstick, sending kisses out to you. I love the Mike O'Mara Show. Ooh,
I like you've got such great voice, Jennifer.
I like when you bend the notes.
Hey, Rob.
Jen.
You know how I focus my love on Ponyboy Matthew Bloom?
Yes.
Do you think there's a little bit of a chance that you could put that cap on again?
Oh.
Just for a sec? Just for a sec?
Yeah.
Just a little sec, please? Please? Please. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does that help your 1930s newsboy fantasy?
Oh, hot tamale.
Let me tell you something, Jennifer.
Wow, that is so hot.
When I yell extra,
Jesus
extra.
Jesus Christ, that's hot.
When I yell extra, God. Extra, I'm not talking about the newspapers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
wow.
packing.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a second here.
Oh.
Jennifer's got to file her nails.
Oh, no.
I love you guys. Oh, there we are. I'll finish the rest later.
I hope so.
I'm thinking about Rob.
Stop it.
Gross.
Anyway, I want to say hi to Allie. Allie, I'm glad that you appreciate Jennifer's womanly perspective on the show. Okay, you guys take care. Oh, and by the way,
yes.
Make America great again.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
voting for Donald Trump.
Didn't realize that.
Yes, Trump in America.
Fair and balanced.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Robinson's residence.
Jim, is this a bad time?
No, just dressing. Going to a charity do. What's happened?
Rats.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous. But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Now, come ahead. Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend. This is terribly exciting. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
Oh, this is impossible. I give up.
Kiss your good lady for me. I certainly will.
I'll never do this again. I feel ridiculous.
Linda, better move it, sweetie.
2 seconds, Jim. God, my third can of hairspray.
That was Ross. He's got a little project he wants some help with.
Oh?
He wants to buy out RJR Nabisco.
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
They are so greedy.
Very
live
greedy.
From the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And next week for Wide Open Wednesday, we're going to do a super deluxe push. We're going to start on Monday. We're going to promote it on Monday. We're going to let people know we're doing it on Wednesday. And we're going to take at least 5 phone calls.
Yes.
There you go.
5.
How exciting is that? Let me show you something, boys. The show today brought to you by Movement.
Yes.
Take a look at that.
Ooh,
oh, that's gorgeous. Look at that.
That is a beautiful
watch. Is that a
gorgeous
watch?
Gorgeous.
Is that a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful timepiece? I want to tell you about Movement Watches. Movement Watches, founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Their goal is to change the way people think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries, Movement has shown itself to be the world's fastest-growing watch company, and we love our watches for Movement. They're beautiful. We all have them. We love them. They're great looking. They're stylish, and they're solid, and they're heavy. These are wonderful, and
gorgeous.
They are not as expensive as what you would think. Movement watches start at just $95. At department stores, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup, and that is why This Movement watch can be sold to you at a wonderful, wonderful
beautiful,
price.
Mike.
Classic design, quality construction, styled minimalism, and it's the best possible price. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/TMOS. Again, that's the letters MVMT. This is another one of those clients that has MVMT. It's not the full word movement. Mm-hmm. Remember that. It's movement MVMT watches. .com/TMOS. Step up your watch game. I'm getting compliments on my watch, and I love it. It's got the blue background. It's got the beautiful gold little numbers on it.
Ooh.
Without the numbers.
So, just so classy.
Very sophisticated. I actually wore this out to my little gourmet dinner that I had with my bride last weekend.
So,
do it today. Go to movementwatches.com and join the movement. That's it. That's it. I wanted to share that with you. So good day, Hurricane Matthew Day here in South Florida. And we are kind of just thinking about that at all times.
Sure.
With all things. That's the way it goes today. And I'm a little bit freaked out. I'm worried for my state. You think about Katrina, you look at the forecast of what's going to happen, and the idea of a Cat 4 kind of slowly moving its way up the coast.
That's the scariest part about it, isn't it, that it's slow moving?
Well, I think the ultimate thing we can think about is if the forecasts keep this thing further off, not the forecast, but the actual hurricane mm-hmm. stays off the coast further, and that perhaps with the initial landfall, that maybe it... it can lessen in strength. But the fact is, the forecast tracking this thing out over water as it, you know, kisses the coastline is kind of a worst case scenario. And, you know, we've got friends over there. I think about my friend Adam Sternberg, mm-hmm. who's over there. We send out our very best to everybody that has friends and family along the eastern coast of Florida. Our friend Katie, who's up in Savannah, Georgia, where they're supposed to get just unbelievable amounts of rain. This is a monster. This is a very, very big storm, and we're just that's all I'm thinking about. I'm trying to come in here and do a happy little podcast, but it's hard when you're, you know, an hour and a half away from this potentially devastating you know, I'm thinking about the show, but I'm also thinking about what I'm going to do in the event that they really get as whacked as I think they're
going to get. What have the state authorities said to you, Floridians, via the press?
We are, it's stunning to me, and I don't like to talk about this, but I'll tell you the truth, stunning to me how we are kind of on, just on the edge of these tropical storm warnings. We have a tropical storm watch here in the Fort Myers area, and if you go 40 minutes inland, you're going to get tropical storm winds and sustained tropical storm winds.
God.
We're going to have a windy day tomorrow. That's what we're going to have.
Yeah. School's been canceled in the Orlando area. I know that.
Our school's canceled tomorrow here, too.
Yeah.
I think pretty much the southern part of the state is going to be watching
But schools
watching
in Florida,
this.
You know, it's really a big deal.
School Florida doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Not like Leesburg, where everybody gets that great education, where they're all stacked on top of each other. That's right. Leesburg that never has a natural disaster, because it's Leesburg.
They'll
and everything
canceled,
is perfect
though.
And happy and wonderful. That's right. Thanks for taking the opportunity where the state's facing a major disaster to make a joke about the state of Florida, you hump. Thank you. I really appreciate that lung
Mike,
damage. Yes.
Mike, we both know that.
Sorry, was I too hostile?
Yeah, very hostile.
You're a little keyed up, I think.
We both know that the school system in Leesburg closes for rain. So
they do.
That's really not, doesn't say much about it.
This is Wade Byron.
It's going to be
Wade
very
Byron
cold.
Of the Loudoun County school system. Congratulations on your most recent promotion and your new car and your kitchen remodel. Welcome to Leesburg. This weekend, the flower show will be on as scheduled as we have thousands of people stack up their cars in a farmer's field outside of the city so they can be shuttle bussed into the eater den and have a perfect time down
and
there. I'm sorry.
Be aware, the flower show's in Old Town.
I don't miss that world, to be perfectly honest.
We miss you, Mike.
But the fact is, you know, for Oscar's sister who lives in Orlando, who just moved here, it's stunning. You know, we've gone over a decade without a direct hit from a hurricane, and now you realize just how fickle it is and how all it takes is one of these things. You've got 3 to 4 states that are looking at this thing with evacuations.
Oh, devastation.
You know, but the preparation is fantastic.
And it's like clockwork. My sister said that she has never seen a community better equipped for some sort of natural disaster like this. Like right away, they had crews ready with the plywood to put on the windows. And
yeah, the firefighters
just,
here are getting ready to go over to the other side of the state. The people are getting ready to go over. I think you know, I'm going to be in touch with the
and
people
the
at my church to
you have
get
so
over
many
there
more
days.
You have a lot more notice than you did 10 years ago. Because you see it coming, but still,
it's just
devastating.
The thing that's devastating is this forecast is horrible. We're not going to know until late tonight, early tomorrow, exactly what's going on. But I'll tell you something. I think every American should probably get ready to see some things
horror.
They haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of Robin Oscar.
What's
you're going to lose internet connection and it'll just be us.
That's right.
I don't think we're going to lose that over here, but
No, but he will be volunteering.
Yes.
It's weird. I don't know if there are a lot of people that feel like I do that are not directly involved that live in the state. It's still my state now, and it's still the people that are just so close. It's such a narrow little spit
of land. It's scary.
Yeah.
My brothers, his wife's parents were there. What are they called? In-laws, right? Yeah.
In-laws.
Yeah,
yes, they are. Yes,
in-laws.
Have you no word for
English,
that?
We say in-law.
Yes. Now la madre de mi hermano. Basically, they live in Palm Beach, so. Mm-hmm.
They're
evacuating,
that's
right?
The bullseye,
there. Yeah.
Boom.
North of Palm Beach is the just a little bit north of Palm Beach is the bullseye, and it is it's just scary as hell, man.
It is scary. My niece, though, at 5 years old, says, "Tio Oscar, can you fly down for my hurricane tea party?" And I said, "Tio Oscar can't fly down because he works, Sophia. But the fact that you're having a hurricane tea party is somehow sweet."
Yeah.
Did she say hurricane tea party?
That's what
she called it.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, we'll. You know, I just want to say our thoughts are with you. I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm down here for God's sakes, and I'll.
He's there.
It's going to be an interesting show tomorrow, and
crossing our fingers, Mike.
Yeah,
I hope
crossing
so.
Our
you
fingers.
Know. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Then, by the way, after it gets done doing this, Al Roker telling me it's going to do a little loop-de-loop. Yes, I watched the Panic Show today. What a mistake that was. That's why I'm in the mood I'm in today. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Is that a subscription to the TMR's bonus show?
Well, let's try it. It's good stuff, and it's strong.
Did you guys know that it's even easier to download from the TMR's app? And it's another fine show from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sure you'll accept no other.
For just pennies a show, you get guaranteed laughs.
A safe bet anytime.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today.
Thank you, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Mad Hatter Meet and Greet. So you got your tickets and you've made your plans. You're all set for the Mike O'Mara live show at the DC Improv on November 5th. But what are you doing after the show? I'll tell you what I'm doing after the show. I'm meeting people.
Yes. Are you greeting them as well?
And greeting.
Yes.
And I'm going to greet an adult beverage as well. I'll tell you what you're going to do right after the show. We're all going to head across the street for a good old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet, one of D.C.'s greatest watering holes. That's where we're going, the Mad Hatter. Because everybody that walks in there goes out of their minds.
They're crazy.
Join Mike, Oscar, and Rob, that's us, and all of your TMOS buddies for food and drink and an amazing good time. Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us. Take a picture or two. That's the jivest copy you have ever written.
I love it.
Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us, take a picture or two.
Have a good time
and
at the Mad
party
Hatter.
On into the night with TMOS at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter, 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. A short walk from the Improv. It's that easy. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. See cliche-ridden Mike O'Mara Show gang at the Mad Hatter. Just because the show's over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. If you miss a little, you miss a lot. Okay, well, I've been promoing it for like a month to you guys, but we never got to your DJ show. I happen to be on with our good friend Steve Bridges at KCJJ this morning.
Yes.
Talking all things hurricane. That's when Steve thinks of me, when there's a potential disaster
in
the state of Florida.
Tap the vein.
You know, what's funny is before I went on with them today, I got the call right before 8:30 this morning. It was about 8:15, and Steve called me, and it was non-on-air Steve. So when Steve calls me on the air, it's like, Mike O'Mara, how are you doing? And I got the,
Hey, Mike, it's Steve Bridges. How are you?
I said, I'm fine, Steve. What's going on? Been a long time.
Listen, can you come on the air with us, please?
Business, Steve.
Yes.
I
said, yeah, I can give you 10 minutes because I got to go in and do get the show ready. He said, okay, we'll call you in 10 minutes. Click. And I'm like, Steve! No,
gone.
Steve, I meant I can give you 10 minutes right now. I can't come on in 10, so I had to call him back.
Did you get one of his classic things would be, yeah, well, we want to talk about the hurricane.
That's exactly what it is. And then here was his comment to me, and Rob, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to be a greater disaster? Is it going to be the hurricane or Rob Radio going back on?
That's fresh from Steve Bridges. If you're listening to us on KCJJ,
he let it
you
slip
heard that
right
joke
through
this
his
morning.
Fingers.
So
he had it.
But I think you ought to make an end run to, you know, now that you're back on the radio, you ought to have that show put on KCJJ.
Yeah,
we'll leverage it.
Scale
leverage
up,
you
man.
Personalize the show that you do on 97.1.
The Wave.
The Wave. Do you,
La Ola.
Do you customize it for the listeners of The Wave?
Of
or
course.
Is it a generic broadcast?
No, there's lots of
Ocean
City. Available
to thousands of radio stations like this one is every day.
Lots of Ocean City and Delaware references in every break.
Are you being serious or not? I'm curious.
No, but
about
I do
that.
Use the call letters.
He likes to cater to the audience.
Yes, yeah, because that's right. The station.
Yes,
it's on. But
and
it could
does,
go generic.
And he doesn't like going into an up-tempo song after a dog dying letter.
That's true.
Okay, Casey. So what can you tell us about the Rob? What it's Rob Radio? Is that what it's
would
called?
Would it be possible? You know, he's standing by. He's been very patient. Could we call Nikki Diamond first?
Oh, I forgot Nikki
yes.
Diamond.
I hate to.
Oh my
I hate
God,
to do
he's
an end around on you.
I am
yeah,
so sorry.
Keep
so
him waiting.
Sorry for forgetting.
Solid hour later.
Oh, this is not. A guy.
No, he doesn't like
this
the way.
This is not a guy that I want to be late. Oh, no. This is not
it's okay,
cool.
Mike.
This...
You got some new hardware. He's
oh,
got to understand
God.
That.
Oh,
hardware
dear.
Before software before diamond.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. All right, this is going to be fun.
Oh, diamond might not even answer.
All right. Yeah.
Diamond. He said he's standing by.
Oh. He's standing yeah. in the parking lot. Oh,
Nikki.
Of all, let me just say to our listeners, of all the people, the last people that I would want to call and be late on a call, this guy would probably be it. Nikki Diamond, I am so sorry that we got to you later than your scheduled time on the show. I sincerely apologize for calling you late.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a lot of good guests on for me. So.
No, it was, you know, Nikki, to be perfectly honest with you, it was, you know, it was the hurricane. We had a little new equipment today that we had
Mike's
to install.
In Florida, Nikki, remember.
Right.
Down here in South Florida, we're kind of getting ready for the big problem, Nikki. So please, from me personally, accept my apology. Can you turn him up a little bit for me,
sure.
Rob, too? Because seriously, Nikki is a soft-spoken man. But Nikki,
hey,
how are you? How's it going, Nikki?
It's going good. Sorry about the hurricane is destroying your studio. I apologize.
It's not really, but that's okay. We'll accept that. Nikki Diamond is our fantasy expert. It's Diamond NikkiDiamond.net. Is that what
yeah,
it
NikkiDiamond.
Is?
Yeah, NikkiDiamond.net or DiamondPix.net.
Yeah, there's still a situation with the web guy, but it's, just refresh every day or so.
Keep hitting refresh.
Every day or so. Well, it's great to have you on the show. I thought we had a somewhat productive conversation last week,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm delighted to have you with us, Nikki. How are all things, Nikki?
Good. I just before we get started, I haven't gotten any of my checks yet. I don't know if it's a weekly pay thing. Or
all right, Nikki. Nikki, I would really monthly. Okay. Got it. Got
sort
you.
Sort of an
off-air
thing, right?
Yeah, I would. We can. We'll deal with that.
Well, offline.
As a matter of fact,
offline. Yeah.
I'll make sure that I have Oscar talk to you as soon as the interview's over. If we keep you on hold, and we'll get that taken care of. Thanks for mentioning that. Let's talk football.
Okay.
Nikki, let me ask
but
you.
But I know I am getting paid, right?
Yes, Nikki.
Yes, right. Nikki.
You are.
You're getting
per the
paid.
Deal.
Yes,
per
yes.
the deal.
Usually, when you have 30-day terms, 30 days have to pass.
We will, we will talk to you about this off air. Okay, Nikki?
Wanted to make sure on that. I could use
yeah, you
some,
did. Thanks.
Some cash.
Okay, great. Let's get to the football. You know,
okay.
So far, any big surprises, Nikki, in your the NFL so far this year? Anybody that's really surprised you? You seem to always be ahead of the curve when it comes to the old NFL. What's surprising to you?
The big surprise is Carson Wentz. He's a rookie quarterback for the Eagles. Didn't think he was even going to play,
yeah.
And they trade Sam Bradford. Now he's a viable week-to-week starter out of nowhere, really.
A lot of rookies seem to be doing well in the NFL this year, Nikki Diamond.
Well, the college game has changed over the years, Mike. There used to be a lot more running in college. Now it's a lot of spread offenses, even back in high school. And these quarterbacks, you know, they're throwing a lot more, and they're coming to the NFL more ready to play.
Did you go to a big school with a big football program, Nikki? Did you go to college? Nikki?
No, are you being patronizing to me?
No.
Just getting to know you.
I didn't mean to laugh. Oh, I just
UNLV's
yeah,
right there.
I went to Harvard and Yale. I did both.
Oh, both of them.
Nikki, I'm sorry. It's been a weird day. It's been a brutal storm.
And I played quarterback for Ohio State and
Wow. Both, three schools.
I've pissed him off again.
Nikki, let's talk about our picks of the week, and we'll go around.
I went to Juilliard. I played piano really well.
Well, that's nice. Maybe next week.
Sorry, Nikki.
Yeah, I do it all.
Subject. I'm so sorry. I probably shouldn't have gone.
I can saw things.
Sorry.
this is not gone the way I expected it would,
Nikki,
go.
Yes,
get us back on
please,
track.
Please, Terrell Pryor Sr., I'm sorry. He can throw the ball. He can catch the ball. I think he's got an opportunity to bring some serious points to the table. He didn't do that well last week against the Skins, but I imagine that he's going to have a breakout game sooner or later. His redemption in the NFL is in full force. What do you think?
I think it's a great pick, Bermuda boy. Because they're going to play the Patriots. They're going to lose, but they're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw. They're going to try to do some gadget plays. He's obviously a former quarterback. I think he's a guy that could get you 15, 20 points. I think it's an excellent
pick. Solid performer. Thank you.
Okay.
Rob, do you have one?
Yeah, I like to.
Do you have a pre-submitted player that you would like to talk about?
I have a lot of money invested in a quarterback, Philip Rivers. Of course, a great earner, but is he worth the money against an Oakland defense?
It's funny you bring up money. I just want to get back.
We're good for it.
Nikki, I swear to God, I'll give you my credit card over the phone when we're done with this interview.
I've seen that scam before.
Nikki, is everything going okay? Are they knocking on your door? I mean, what's going on? We addressed the money thing. I promise you.
30-day terms.
Oscar will talk to you about it after the show, okay? Can we do that?
We can amend
just trying
those
to
things.
Get some picks.
All right, okay.
Just trying to get some picks.
Sorry. Philip Rivers, yes. For example, Philip Rivers on FanDuel, you have to pay $8,300,
right?
On your team to get something for his talent,
right?
Mm-hmm. Just that's how usually something works. You pay something, and then
I get it. I understand
the benefits.
Nikki, if I could rephrase the question, Rob, we need to get to his pick.
The diamond pick of the week.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the diamond pick, Nikki. We need the diamond pick of the week. We truly do.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry. What was that? I heard. I'm sorry.
Okay. Look, the Ravens, the Redskins cannot stop the run. Terrence West got pretty much all the carries last week at over 100 yards. The Ravens will run the ball down the Redskins' throats. Terrence West, running back Ravens, diamond pick of the week. Light him up.
Thank you, Nikki.
I'll get in touch, Nikki.
Hopefully, if the check clears, we'll talk to you next week, Nikki.
Thank you very much.
That's Nikki Diamond. He needs his money, Oscar. He needs his money. Please.
I'll call
please
him after the show.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We will take a break.
He sounds good, though.
Yes. We will tell you about FanDuel coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Light him up.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. I got my lineup in, and I didn't get a chance to ask Nicky Diamond about this, but I will tell you my my starting quarterback, kind of an interesting pick, Brian Hoyer of your Chicago Bears this
week. Look
at
you.
Kind of taking a chance. Got myself into the Mike O'Mara Show FanDuel League. You have to play FanDuel. It makes the entire experience of watching the NFL so much more fun. And let me give you an example. When you are a New York Giants fan and you have your heart broken usually every other week, like always. I do, by the mouth-breathing Eli Manning, FanDuel allows you to pick other players and enjoy the game by picking your own team and your own lineup. You don't have to worry about being a disgruntled homer like I am so many weeks.
No,
it's frustrating.
No, you can be gruntled.
Yes, and FanDuel's easy to get started with. You can be gruntled by getting into a beginner contest for rookies only. Experienced players badges, so you know who you're up against. You see the experienced players. You know what's going on, and you get more single entry contests as well. Custom features mean more fun, more excitement, and more accessibility, like friends mode, where you can challenge your buddies in a private league. All sorts of different things you can do from a low skill level to a high skill level in fantasy football with FanDuel, and play against us. Access our TMOS league, sold out now. I don't have to look, but I know it is. Get in every single week and play our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. If you didn't make it in, there's a spillover league as well, or you can play the Sunday Million, which I play every single week, and it's a lot of fun.
All kinds of leagues to play.
FanDuel now, try it and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest, valued up to $50. You get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries at FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. Oh, my goodness. So now we can get back to it after that. Very, very interesting discussion with Nicky Diamond.
Well, it was a contracted discussion. We had to get to it, and I apologize for interrupting.
Needs his money.
He does.
Please make sure you get him his check.
I'll give him a call.
He actually requests a money order.
I'll send him some Venmo.
All right, very good. I'm excited. Let's hear some clips of your show. We've done the setup enough.
This is a brief skimmer from episode number one, and here's The Wave, your beach station.
All right, what we got here?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, I like them, and I love this song. You're never going to hear it anywhere else. That's why you got to listen to Rob Radio on 97.1 The Wave. We're going to play Him or Me. What's it going to be?
Now have you got yourself a brand
type right, out of sight.
Him or Me. What's it going to be? Paul Revere and the Raiders on the Mike O'Mara Show. No. It's the first time.
All right, stop tape right now. Yeah. Stop the tape. I want to get inside of your noggin.
Okay.
I want to find
plenty of room.
I think Oscar lays it all out there occasionally. Everybody, God knows, I flap my gums and you hear. What is going through your mind when you get a chance to do this? Because this is not you on this show.
Certainly
it's
not.
It's not you when I talk to you in private or when we go out and socialize. It's not that. This is a different kind of
you. Who are
you
channeling?
It's like it's channeling not a guy, but like a style of radio, like 1960s
are you doing
radio.
A character? That's the question.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. I think in a way I am. But right. It's a lot of fun to do the character. Mm-hmm. And I love, when I first started listening, even to you,
you set me up sometimes with lines that I'm not going to go. Sometimes I'm not even going to. Even with you, I won't go there.
I'll go there. It's fine.
Okay, say it again. It's a lot of fun to do the character.
It's a lot of fun to do the character
for you. No, I'm sorry. That's just, I can't help myself.
Make no mistake.
No, that was
that's
no,
not nice.
Rob, listen. I'm. You know what? You know what I do?
Are you jealous?
Do you know? No, you're talking about somebody.
He is not jealous.
You're talking about 100%
that.
You're talking about somebody who actually turns Rob on that Christmas show that he does and listens to Rob play. That's kind of
a
holiday
tradition
for us.
But you,
well, that's not true either.
No, see, because I like that, but the Rob DJ. How you doing?
The Hack Attack Spiewak?
It's not everybody seems to be. Rob, everybody seems to be a fan.
Well, it's your old buddy, Rob.
The thing is that it is, in a way, you guys can bust me all you want. The fact that has stuck with you is kind of a victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. 1,000%.
All the greats.
Well, don't put words in my mouth.
Let's listen to some more of this victory.
All right.
The Raiders on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Now, it's a common mistake to make because the Mike O'Mara Show is on The Wave every weekday night at 7.
Can I stop? Can you stop it for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, you did this in the death throes of your illness.
Yes.
Your debut was when you had this horrible.
This was before I got to the doctor. I didn't even know I had bronchitis.
Before you got to the doctor, I think you're powering through it rather effectively. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right, is there another side to that?
No.
Because a lot of times when you say something nice.
No.
All right.
No.
All right, let's move on. I got mixed up. My fault. My bad. Management regrets the error.
Can you pause it for a second, please? Why does it sound like you're in the crapper?
Because
he is using the old WAVA reverb.
Oh.
And again, that goes back to the fact.
And you're overdoing it. You are, I will tell you, on a purely technical, you are certainly overdoing
that. That or a garage, an empty garage. Yeah.
Now, listen, I am being completely honest.
And I will be completely honest with you.
Have you gotten any feedback about the reverb? Because I know people hearing that on a regular FM station down at the beach are going to go, what the hell is that?
No, actually, no.
The guy's on the toilet doing a show.
No actual
content. And you don't put reverb on the music, correct?
No, just reverb the voice. Just on the mic chain. Yeah.
All right,
promised you something cool for Paul McCartney enthusiasts.
I'm doing the show from Luray Caverns. It's your old body, Rob.
Are you done?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Paul working out one of the biggest hits Wings would ever have.
Some musical information.
Yes.
Show.
I love to share musical info. Wonder whatever happened to that idea. Oh yeah, I remember. It became a massive hit. Not only that, but I do believe it is my son Robert's favorite Paul McCartney solo record. Although, it's tough. Live and Let Die gives it a run for its money. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. What's wrong with that? Paul sings with Wings. You think that
people would arrive?
Do you write out these things? Do you write these out?
What I do is I figure out what songs are going to be in the break. I listen through them once, but I don't write anything down. No.
So you wing it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think you're winging it.
Still sounds like he's in a dumpster.
You see, but why I first fell in love with radio was music radio.
Yeah, but we've evolved.
Yeah,
Nobody uses reverb anymore.
Well, one guy does.
Who?
Me.
Oh.
Jennifer had a little reverb.
Yes, she did, as a matter of fact, did she not?
We took it away.
Yeah. Oh,
but I think it adds to the presentation. And you know what? That was a long, there's very seldom you will hear me talk that length of time with no music under me for the setup.
Music is a star, Rob.
I think that spotlights it a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
That seems to spotlight.
You're not a fan?
What did you get to now? What kind of? How are you getting your feedback?
We are the worst friends ever, by the way.
We're horrible
we're
to him.
The worst
we're horrible
friends.
To him.
I was texting.
It happens to me as well, but this is real.
We're horrible to each other.
I'm
That's
almost feeling bad speed. About this.
You must not feel bad,
but not really. But
he's
almost.
He's less DJ than you're less than you were. You're
no
more.
Hacking.
I took your advice and I toned it down a little
yourself.
Bit. And one reason is that it is not a Friday night show anymore. It's a Saturday morning show. And I don't think people want people screaming
now,
at them in the morning.
I'm going to tell you this again. I think this is just an honest appraisal of that. I think that kind of knowledge is, I'm driving along and I'm listening in the car and I say, this is Paul working out the song. And then I get to hear the song after that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
That's you. You have that knowledge. That's fun to listen to.
I try to work
that's
that
priceless.
Into every show.
Priceless.
So I would back off the reverb 25%. Yeah. I would just back
maybe
it off 25%.
Maybe 10. I'd say
75. Okay. Let's back off Oscar on this show on 75%.
Did you speak to the powers that be?
I was in constant contact
station,
with them.
97.1.
Yeah, Tom Schultz, the morning guy, and Tom, the operator. Manager, we were texting all Saturday morning because first episode I actually set my alarm and got up to listen to hear how it sounds
nice?
On the stream. And their stream, by the way, sounds magnificent.
It's
They've
great.
Got such a good sounding screen.
Proud to be a part of that radio station. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I love being on that radio station, and they are absolutely wonderful human beings there. They really
the
are
new
nice
hot
people.
Chick,
and they couldn't be
really really terrific.
They couldn't be any more supportive.
Casey JJ is our old Steady Eddie.
Yeah, they had a chance. Yep. They had
That's
a chance.
Right. Well, hey, I love those people too.
Yeah.
I was talking to them today.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
big love.
I'd like 20 more. Give me 20 more, I'll be a happy person, right? And that's the way I feel about
new
that.
New hot chicks.
But they are so supportive. At one point, I did play a Dean Martin record, and I texted them. I said, Dean Martin on FM radio, now would be the time to fire me. And they said, gonna have to try harder than that. Love
what
the
Dean Martin did you play?
Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime.
Oh, God.
And they said, but here's what they said.
Oh, my God.
They said,
are you doing?
What?
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
Why would you play Dean Martin of all people?
At least kick in the head. At least something up-tempo. Everybody.
That is up-tempo, and it was his biggest hit.
It was not up. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Not is it? Was it
absolutely
his biggest hit?
Can you imagine some poor soul sitting on the boardwalk, bottle of Jack, hasn't gone to bed.
In any case, so they said
were cool
back,
with it.
They said
so
love Dean Martin,
right?
And you're gonna have to try harder than that to get fired. 100% support.
All right, we got a break. Is there anything else you wanted to get in there? Is there something?
Any cash out?
There might be one. I don't know what's next in the break. I forget. I honestly do. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. And one of the things I pride myself on the Rob Spiewak Show is
so much
hitting segues that have never been done before. So we go from
so
one of Paul McCartney's biggest solo hits to a Dutch novelty band?
1981.
I gotta know, is this sacrilege?
Let's do it!
Oh, it stars on 45. Beatles tribute?
You gotta beat the clock, you gotta beat the clock.
Oh no, it's a Dutch novelty pop act called Stars on 45. Beatles impressions on the Wave.
I love it.
So that's it. There you go. That's a little bit of what it sounds like.
And I thank you for taking that advice because I think it sounds better. I think
your
it sounds
your
really,
presentation
really
is top notch.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what? It's very valid. And you get this is embarrassing. You get excited when you key the mic sometimes, and you get mm-hmm. excited and you yell. And yep. that's not what they need on a Saturday morning. You want to have
not at all.
Someone
no,
to
good.
Have coffee with.
And
so,
the reverb is it's up to them. That's their call. And by the way, jealous? No, not right now. You get more than one affiliate, then we'll have a problem.
Oh, man.
We'll have a lot of problems.
We celebrate good things here, Mike.
Yeah right.
Rising tide.
My ass. All right, you've found that out the hard way.
I just keep doing good things and getting yelled at.
Hey, every
can't change the way I was raised. Anyway, we'll
hey,
take
Mike,
a break.
Every Saturday morning, 7 a.m., 971thewave.com.
7 till when?
7 till 10, 3-hour show.
7 till 10, Rob Spiewak, Rob Radio, on our wonderful friends down there at 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Check Rob out if you're going down there. And a lot of people take holidays down there all the time through
yep.
Christmas. Enjoy Rob at the beach or get him on the stream. They
yeah.
Beautiful
give
stream.
Him feedback. Yeah. Feel free to let him know.
More absolutely. Reverb. You want more reverb? Let me
more
know.
Reverb.
I can do it.
Yes. If you're that twisted, you know you're probably one of those clowns. Anyway, clowns terrorizing the United States.
Horrible.
Didn't get a chance to talk about that today. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So dumb. So dumb.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the Pony Boy himself,
the
Matt
Pony
Bloom.
Boy.
Welcome, Matt. Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we gotta wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Pony Boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say and, well, hopefully more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. How much do you value a really great night's sleep? Do you value it? I know you should. If you don't, you're being foolish. It's the key to great health. And I've been talking about Sleep Number for a good long time because I love it. Of all the household items I have, I think that my Sleep Number bed is one of my most cherished. I love the product, the durability of it. I love the fact that I've had it for as long as I have, and I still get into that bed at night and have a phenomenal night's sleep. I love the Sleep IQ technology because it tells me how I'm sleeping. It evaluates what I need to do to maximize my sleep. I love that it scores my sleep and lets me know because guess what? I don't know how I'm doing because I'm sleeping.
But it tells you because you're smart.
Sleep Number beds are available with optional Sleep IQ technology so I know what to adjust. And according to Sleep IQ research, if you use Sleep IQ and you adjust your Sleep Number setting, you're 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. It's fantastic. You will love it. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score again was a 95.
Attaboy.
And I feel
nice.
Great. Come in now during the Columbus Day sale and save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to laugh like a pirate. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you.
News.
Boo.
is a record for me. I have boycotted the Kardashians in the past, but I find this story incredibly interesting.
Yes, intriguing.
And this next one seems incredibly far-fetched. But Radar Online says that Kanye West wants Kim Kardashian to quit Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow.
He thinks Sunday's robbery was the result of the whole world keeping up with Kim's every move. Might have a case there.
Sure.
A source says, quote, Kanye told Kim and her family that he thinks she is done with reality TV. He does not want his wife and the mother of his kids killed because of her family's reality show. Meanwhile, TMZ says there might be some video evidence of the thieves after all. Supposedly, a security camera inside a nail salon caught a reflection of them in a mirror. There still have not been any arrests, so stay tuned to that.
A lot of hullabaloo about this being an inside job.
Yeah.
And I feel like by now they would have found some evidence of the actual thieves. And you mentioned the reflection. Mm-hmm. I feel, I don't want to say it's a hoax, but for some reason the tide is turning on that.
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with what I said yesterday. I'm not sure it's a hoax.
Yeah.
But something is amiss.
Sure, it's fraud.
There's something wrong. Yeah, it's not what it appears to be, I think.
We'll have to keep, stay tuned and find out what's going on. Daniel Radcliffe has around $100 million to his name, mostly from the Harry Potter franchise, which wrapped up over 5 years ago. But in a new interview, he claims he spent very little of his fortune. Here's his quote. I don't really do anything with my money. I'm very grateful for it because having money. Or is he American or is he English?
No, he's British.
He's British. I don't really do anything with my money. I'm very grateful for it because having money means you don't have to worry about it, which is a very lovely freedom to have. It also gives me immense freedom career-wise. And by that, he means the ability to do weird stuff like horns, kill your darlings, and Swiss Army Man, as opposed to, you know, the dirty grandpa. He said, I want to give my fans something to be interested in rather than just make loads of money on crap films for the rest of my life.
Well, he's making no money on crap films because every Sunday morning I turn on Cinemax and he's in some independent film that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're terrible movies.
He's lending his acting skills to terrible movies. He's got to eventually have a hit, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to, obviously, with the money he's got. But at the same time, you can do, you know, I don't want to do the big blockbuster crap movies. And there are plenty of those. But
sure.
You can't, if you're going to do the indies, you know, pick good stuff.
Please.
There can
maybe
be
he'll start a podcast.
Yeah, very exciting.
A radcast.
That'll be great. This is one of those stories that's likely to not be true, but fun to play around with anyway. That's
okay.
Why I'm giving it to you. The star.
Star.
He says Angelina Jolie left Brad Pitt for a 50-something billionaire she met at a UN charity event.
Oh,
man.
That's what led to the incident on the private jet, according to this story, where Brad allegedly put his hands on Maddox, their child. Angelina allegedly told Brad about her new man. He flipped out. They started fighting, and Maddox intervened. Meanwhile, In Touch magazine says that Brad and Angelina are preparing to let loose every dirty little secret they have on each other during their divorce battle. You know, as I said, take all this with a grain of salt. I just thought it was interesting. Sometimes tabloidy stuff is fun. Brad will reportedly bring Angelina's mental health into question, while Angelina will hit Brad with nothing. According to In Touch magazine, she's got nothing incriminating on Brad, so he totally has the upper hand.
Yeah.
But he has to be careful. If he plays the mental health card, that can sort of backfire and make her sympathetic.
Yeah.
Well, crazy.
Yeah.
Unbalanced. Yeah. I think he wins, right?
Not if she paints it.
Wasn't he the one they were worried about the drinking and the
drinking
the
drugging?
Yeah, and
yeah,
he said he's not going to do any of that. He just wants his kids.
But if he did it before, you know, we'll see. I don't know. All of this is speculation. We'll have to wait and
Tristan
see what happens.
Tristan can do no wrong.
We'll see. It gets really expensive to fly around Christmas time.
Sure.
So here's a way to make it slightly less expensive. Suck it up and book your trip now. That's what they're saying. According to travel experts, this is the week when Christmas flights are the cheapest. We're about 80 days away, so the prices should stay low until next Wednesday. I don't know, you know, what your plans are, but if you are planning on flying, perhaps now is the time to do it.
When Carrie buys an airline ticket, it's like watching you at a nickel slot.
Mm-hmm.
She just keeps hitting refresh for days.
Yeah, well, Carla's got an app. I'll give it to you next week or
tomorrow. Kayak?
No.
Flashlight?
No, it's another app. It's a it's an app that actually
Google Travel will allow you to aggregate what you want. Maybe JetBlue gives you that as well.
But you see, but Carrie, for her, it's a game. She loves
it. Yeah, but what she doesn't realize is that
she doesn't realize plenty.
The data itself, they have algorithms within that search that as you keep going back and they know that you want it more, the price continues to creep up.
Oh, she's so stupid.
You can't skirt the system.
If you're counting on advances in modern medicine to keep you alive and healthy until you're well into your 200s, we've got some bad news. A new study out of New York found that the human lifespan is probably capped at 125 years max.
No, no, no. Moses lived longer than that.
I'm hearing a lot of more people living into their 90s and 100s than I ever did as a younger man.
And the people that are living to their 90s were born 90 years ago. We've got 50 years of advancement on them.
Yes.
I mean, we've got
50 years. Clarification.
What, Pony, you laugh at that?
No, he's laughing at the fact that you don't need to worry about any of this.
Well, of course, not me.
And you said people born that are 90 now were born 90 years ago. Well, no S.
Now he's turned on you, too. I was nice to you during the radio
show. You know what's wonderful? Is that coming from the absolute grandfather of not being able to explain anything to anybody ever. It's called clarity. You could try it. Let me break it down for you, Matthew.
Let's hear it.
What I'm saying is that because we have been born since they were born, we have lived in a life with more medical advancements. Okay?
So we have a longer runway.
That's right.
Yes.
And so I will die soon. Of course, you will die first of the lung cancer.
Of course.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
are you done?
Not nice.
I'm done.
I love this.
Thank you.
Our DNA.
What flowers do you like? Like lilies for the funeral?
Oh, my God.
Or perhaps just a basket of cheeses. I've sent cheeses, Glenda. We miss him.
Oh, man. People thought Nicky Diamond was rough.
Jesus. Oh, man. Just a good
His bitter that. Sarcasm really brightened my day.
Our DNA. Our DNA just mutates and self-destructs as we get older, and there's nothing that's science.
You know, there's Glenda, Mac is going to do just fine, but we will miss him a lot. He's a good boy.
There's nothing that science can do. We're all gonna die early, whatever.
No one saw it coming.
The oldest person ever was a woman who died in 1997 at 122 years old.
Yeah, she had been born 122 years earlier, Pony.
While it's possible that more people will get close to that record eventually, the researchers don't think anyone will ever get too far past it. Ever. Never, ever, ever. So that fantasy can go away. So what do you think of that? Thank you. And now a little something-something. A 19-year-old guy named Nicholas Melise Jr. from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Florida.
Went to visit his parents at their home in Jupiter, Florida on Tuesday night. And he found that his 46-year-old dad, Nicholas Melise Sr., had done the unthinkable. This is a 19-year-old kid we're talking about. Mm. His dad had done the unthinkable and thrown away all his Legos.
What? No. Oh, what a jerk.
Jesus. Nicholas started yelling at his dad, and then it turned physical. They shoved and punched and scratched each other until the cops got there. Both of them said they wanted to press charges.
Sure.
And since the cops couldn't figure out who started it, they were both arrested for misdemeanor battery, Florida. Now that leads us to today's slogan of the day.
Oh, a new slogan. Excellent.
Florida. I have fun with you, I poke fun at you, but today no jokes, just positive thoughts for all of you affected by the hurricane to make it through this disaster as safe and whole as possible. My thoughts and my prayers are with everyone in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina as they prepare for Hurricane Matthew. Sorry, no funny today. Thank you very
much. Mike. Understand.
We will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Love those guys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love my Harry's. I used my Harry's just a few hours ago.
Nice.
I love it. I just love. I was thinking about today when I was shaving with my Harry's razor, I actually
Was in a bit of a hurry, and I went super fast. And sometimes when you do that, you know, you can open up a vein. You got to be careful. The Harry's system is so wonderful. The razors are great. And I just did a turbo. I was thinking about how much better it is than using the electric razor that I used for all those years.
I thought I was the only one. But let me say is that you can go fast. And the way it's designed, they are wickedly sharp but safe. You don't cut yourself.
Which means you get to do it, a fast shave. We don't talk about that, but the fact is you can do a super fast shave, and it's great.
Yep.
And unlike Big Razor, they don't upcharge. Harry's just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. Their five-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip. And yes, the blades are still $2 each, and it's great. Mm. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel, free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter our code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave bomb added to your order absolutely free. It's the bomb. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave bomb. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 6, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
A lot of people don't know that you were key in Katie Couric's career. You were part of one of her first big stories.
Glasnost. It was back when they were doing the. We did the first radio broadcast to the Soviet Union,
right?
And it was
that is so cool.
I remember we counted because, or somebody counted. One of our producers counted, and there were 40, something like 40 or 42 cameras in the studio. We didn't know how they got them all in there.
They made Entertainment Tonight,
yeah,
and also I believe it was Katie Couric's first national story.
Yeah,
I could
she
be wrong.
Sat up on the console, and she was a lot of fun, and we followed her. And she's, she went on to become Katie Couric, which was spectacular.
This is a great clip. Everyone has a podcast. This is from Anna Faris's podcast.
I stayed at Mike O'Mara.
Mike,
go ahead.
That's good to be.
You're still on your run, man.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
They asked Katie Couric what her best Facebook trolling moment was, and this is funny anyway. But the fact that it's Katie Couric saying it makes it even better.
I was going through my Facebook mentions, and some guy said, Katie, I watched your interview with Tom Hanks. Clearly, you're over-tanning. Your skin looks like a monkey scrotum. And I thought, gosh, maybe I am over-tanning. But then I thought, what motivates someone to be so nasty? And it's almost like, I think, when you become a public figure, per se, people completely lose sight that you're a real person. It's this weird kind of objectification or depersonalization. Mm-hmm. And it's when I read these mean comments, it's like a knife in my heart.
Totally.
Monkey scrotum.
When I hear that, I completely understand what she's saying.
Yes.
But at the same time, I say to myself, based on what we've done for our entire careers, you know, I guess that's what we do. Yeah. I'm desensitized to it when, I'm not desensitized to all of it. I get pretty, I get pretty bummed and pretty pissed off. But, you know, there's certain things like that. If I got the monkey scrotum comment, I'm sorry, but I would probably be laughing at it.
Yeah, yeah, it's creative.
I would look at it. But I completely look, the anonymity of the internet, it's
scary.
It's disgusting. It's horrible. Yep. We all know that. So, but at the same time, Katie, take solace in the fact that when you go to the bank and you have to back up a full-size truck to get your cash out, you're going to be just fine.
That's a solid gold monkey scrotum.
Yes, you can buy. That's a gold knife in the heart.
Mike, what's with your ex-roommate Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, that prick.
He has a guy that he sends out to do man-on-the-street stuff named Jesse Waters.
I think he might drop by tomorrow.
Oh, I'd like that. I like talking to Bill.
I can't, of everybody on that network, that guy is the one that I hate the most.
Well,
Jesse Waters.
You're going to love this.
I know he's funny, but
he's not that funny here because they sent him.
He's never that funny.
No, he's not. And they sent him into Chinatown in New York City ostensibly to talk about Trump and the Chinese community.
And make fun of the Asians.
And so essentially what he did is he made fun of the Chinese.
Is China America's friend or enemy?
China, America, of course, are friends.
Can you guys take care of North Korea for us?
Wow, that is too much.
Yikes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Is this an alternate universe? What is this an alternate reality? You don't get away with that crap anymore. You can't do that anymore. It can't be done anymore. What are they doing?
If Charlie Chan albums still come out.
Albums?
Rob's being another dig from your
Charlie Chan albums.
Yeah, albums.
I don't know.
You really don't.
Racist guy.
Frenemies. Do they call Chinese food in China just food? Do you have any traditional Chinese herbs for performance?
That's funny.
I'm not going to ask my parents about that.
I meant on television.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then Bill O'Reilly comes back and says, I know we're going to get letters.
Most of the people answered your questions in a direct way. A few people, the old lady, I don't think she knew.
No, she didn't. They're polite people. They won't walk away or tell me to get out of here.
It makes them sound hyper ignorant,
doesn't it?
But the thing about
they just went to some village. Like,
and would you not agree? It's the source. It's the source.
Yeah.
If somebody, if Daily Show's doing that, you know, they maybe.
I think the Daily Show wouldn't do it. They're too smart.
They come across. Yeah. They're what did he say? There are something people.
A very polite people.
A polite people.
That kid.
Amazing, isn't it?
But then again, guys, that's where it all.
I know.
Springs from.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They don't know it.
All right. Let us close with this. I think it's come out, a lot of people have noticed this, that, you know, Trump has had a past and things
keep
coming back.
By the way, before I get my letter, can I just qualify? I am aware of the characters I've done. I did the...
This is a comedy show.
Comedy show, not a news network.
I did the impression of the stereotypical character Hop Sing on Bonanza. So I understand this.
And that was also 20 years ago that you did that.
It's a different climate now. It's a different world we live in. Thank you very much.
When we start our news network, Mike, our policy, no Hop Sing.
Thank you.
All right. That's good. It has come to pass that Donald Trump made an appearance in a movie that surprised a lot of people.
This is crazy. It came out that Donald Trump once made a cameo appearance in a softcore porn movie. Yes! They just found out he made a cameo appearance in a softcore porn movie. Trump's face was spotted in the porno by an eagle-eyed Bill Clinton. He's the one that found it.
Thank you, Conan. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob Spiewak with 2 Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're all about you. Thanks for your continued support. We truly appreciate it. Thank you specifically for the letters today. They mean a lot
good
to
letters.
Me when you talk about going through a tough time and you send that to us. It's great. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. And for everybody in the state of Florida, in the state of Georgia, in the state of South Carolina, God bless you and may you weather the storm successfully. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.